Well, good morning, everyone. You know, I will say this week is one of my favorite weeks because it's Thanksgiving week. And, you know, it's nice is that we have a lot of Thanksgiving to give what the Lord has done for us. And, you know, let us keep that in mind. The Lord has blessed us mightily, and let's be thankful for what he did. About 2 weeks ago, we really had a seismic shift in America. And I know for myself, I was, you know, well, let me read what I'm going to read first. Psalm 25, verse 19. And I'll just read this. It's one verse. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. And then I'm going to go over to Matthew 5:43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemies. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? But if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So going back, you know, about 2 weeks ago we had a seismic shift in this country. And for myself, I had gone to San Diego, which is completely contrary to kind of the environment I'm in right now. And it was interesting to see because I went to a conference, and in this conference you had two groups of people. You had one on one side, you had on the other. And what really came out for me was those who had lost or who was on the losing side. It was amazing what cruel hatred they really had. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to these people and they go, well, I just want them to love these people and love this, and I hate these people. And I'm looking at it and I'm absorbing this and I'm going, you're contradicting yourself. You know, you say on one hand you want to love these people, but on the other hand you're not willing to love those you disagree with. And the Lord kind of brought back to me on this whole thing, you know, to love your enemies. You know, I know that one of the things that my natural flesh wants to do is when someone comes up and starts attacking me, I want to attack them back. That's not what Jesus did. What Jesus did is when he was on that cross and they had the cruel enemies come against him, he didn't hate them. He loved them. And you know what came to me is as I dealt and I heard these people rant and rave about their loss, it came to me is that if I'm to effectively minister unto them, I have to be willing to receive that hate because it's like a festering wound. You know, have you ever had a boil and finally that boil breaks and you know, you clean it up, there's a sense of relief. I myself had to sit there and take this thing and not lash back out at what they were saying. Because the only way that they could be free, the only way that they could hear the gospel of Jesus Christ is for me to love them. Now, it's hard sometimes because some of these things that were said were actually ridiculous to me. But you know, we have an opportunity in this country. We have a divided country. We have a great opportunity. Because the people that need to hear the gospel, they're going to be angry. They're going to be hateful. They're not going to want to hear what the Lord would have us say. But we can be as Jesus Christ and receive that hate and let it go so they can be free of it. And so that they can eventually, you can pray and you can hope that their ears are opened. We have a very divided country right now. You know, you see the enemy in the streets, and you see the hatred, and you see everything going on. Now is a perfect time for us to bring that love of Jesus Christ to them. Now is that time in which we stand up and we show the Lord what love is. And the thing that demonstrates to me is they don't understand love. They don't know what that love is. All they know is what they want to happen. And I know for me it's tough. It's tough. My natural flesh wants to lash out. But we can't do that. You know, we have to first operate in love, and operating in that love is to speak the word and the truth of the Lord. And as Bob said, you know, we have to speak that truth. You know, we have to be willing to speak that in love and recognize that that may come back to us in form of hate. You know, my hope is to see this country healed. My hope is to see the people of this country and the blessings that God has so greatly bestowed upon us that we are once again able to go forth and become that great nation. Because God is our Lord. You know, I know over the past 8 years and before that, many, many years, we've lost sight of why this nation was made great. It's because we chose Jesus Christ. We asked Him to be our God. We asked Him, we placed ourselves under Him for our protection and our hope. We have to be willing to bring forth that message that only through Jesus Christ can there be any healing, can there be any hope, can there be anything at all. And I know this nation needs that healing if we are to go forth once again. And to do that, I have to be willing, we have to be willing to receive that venom and that hate so the people that we are ministering to can be free from that. So let us go forth in that, in the love, in the truth, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that we may once again take back this land and that this land may be healed and once again subject itself to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other hope in the world but Israel and the United States. And that all comes through Jesus Christ.